Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Once again, it's your man DJ Big Stu, and it's a Doggy Dogs World. The show that for all the pet lovers, like I said, all you people need to know that I'm an avid DJ. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a pet lover. I definitely. Today's dog is the Saint Bernard. A lot of people see the Saint Bernard. They see that as the dog with the little him with the mug with the barrel around his neck, and you think of it, you know, for those of you know, you think of Saint Bernard as a rescue dog, and it is. The Saint Bernard was founded in 980 AD by the Saint Bernard de Menthon and bred by monks, and most likely it was crossed by the ancient Tibetan and Mastiff, and it also with the Great Dane. It probably was mixed with the Greater Swiss Mountain Dog, and also the Great Pyrenees. The first Saint Bernards were of short hair, a variety. You know what I'm saying? As long hair coats tended to collect the icicles. You know what I'm saying? Back then in dogs, so they had them short hair. They was used by the hospice. You know, a refugee for travelers, you know, through dangerous alpine. The refugees that travel through travelers through alpine. Hey.
What? You got all the kids' show.
Oh. The refugees who will travel through the show through alpine. Got my boy Jaheim is out going out the door. He's trying to come in the studio. We're doing the show. Anyway, sorry about that, folks. Once again, we're talking about the Saint Bernards, and they was used by the hospice, you know, a refugees for travelers through dangerous alpines, you know, through the dangerous alpines between the Switzerland and Italy. In the middle of the 17th century, this is true, the Saint Bernard became popular as a rescue working dog to save people from avalanches. And you know, and the snow passes near the hospice. Now the dogs are able to smell people under many feet of snow. You know what I'm saying? These dogs, their nose are very great, and they save thousands of people searching and finding lost travelers and lost and injured travelers. That's what that was they know, because back in the 17th century we had most people migrated and traveled by foot, and they walked, you know, or by horse or whatever. So they ran into a lot of different things in the terrains, a lot of different things in the through the mountains and the woods, especially between Switzerland and Italy. And you know that's like walking from one country to another country, but that's how it was done, you know, in the early days. That's how it was done in the early days, and like I said, they are able to smell people from all over. They can smell people all over, you could be buried under 4 or 5 feet of snow. They'll smell you out if you miss them. When they found people, you know, they used to travel. They would work in a pack. Like, they'll work with like 5-6 dogs when they first was made, and they'll be working together. And when they found people, they would, you know, they one of them would lick the person up and down, you know what I'm saying, to keep them warm, and would lick them up and down, you know, and the rest of them will lie down on the dog. So they'll have one dog just licking the person's face, and the rest of the dogs will lie down around the dog to keep them warm, you know what I'm saying? While the dog, you know what I'm saying, and another dog would come, and one of the dogs in the pack would run back to the hospice and let the people know that they found the people and bring the people back. Then a full rescue team will be sent down. And you know what I'm saying? And they also was known to predict storms and avalanches. This is possible because the dog's ability to hear very, very low frequency sounds. The St. Bernard can hear like 5 million times better than a human being. And you know what I'm saying? So when the St. Bernard, you know, back in the days, the St. Bernard do a little certain thing and they could tell when storms and avalanches and earthquakes. And people didn't really realize that, you know what I'm saying? But that's what the dog, you know, those are some of the origins of the dog. And the St. Bernard became recognized. It's a long time standing dog with the AKC as being recognized by AKC. It's been it got recognized by the AKC in 1885. You know, some St. Bernards nowadays what they doing, they're watchdogs, they're carting dogs, they're rescue dogs. We mostly know them for being rescue dogs. You know what I'm saying? Now, the St. Bernard temperament, let me tell you right now the description of the St. Bernard. So, because there are other dogs that look like St. Bernards and people get them mixed up. The St. Bernard is a giant, muscular dog. And is as long as the waist stays in proportion with the height, the taller the dog, the more prize it is. That's one thing about the St. Bernard. His massive head is powerful. His muzzle is short and wider than it's long. You know what I'm saying? It's more wider than it's long. And the teeth meet in a scissor level type bite. You know, like the bite of a St. Bernard is like a scissor. The nose is broad with wide open nostrils, and the lips are black in color. Medium-sized eyes are somewhat to the side and are dark in color. You know, they got dark eyes. The medium-sized ears are set high, dropping and standing slightly away from the head. The legs are muscular, you know what I'm saying? And the feet are large and strong, you know what I'm saying, with well-arched toes. The tail is long and broad and powerful at the base, and held low when the dog is relaxed. You know what I'm saying? The claws are usually removed by the St. Bernard because they do get rough nails. There are two types of coats. There's the rough and the smooth coat. But both are very dense and come with white markings and tan, red, mahogany, brindle, and then black. And it comes in all various combinations. You know, it could come on the face, the ears, but the face and ears are usually black. And the rough coat dogs, the hair is slightly longer and there's a feathering on the thighs and the legs. You know what I'm saying? Now, as for the temperament of St. Bernard, this is one thing that's pretty, pretty wonderful about if you ever want to own yourself a St. Bernard dog. The St. Bernards are extremely gentle, friendly, and very tolerant with children. Yes, this big giant dog is like a friendly giant. It is very tolerant with children. So, like, when you buy a dog and you have a family, you have to look at certain dogs because some dogs do not tolerate children, or if they do tolerate children, you know, like, say, if you got nieces and nephews, you're going to have to socialize the dog very, very early, because if the kids doesn't live with the dog, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the dogs don't take the kids. But in the St. Bernard's case, the St. Bernard is very tolerant crew. You know, they're slow moving. They move real slow. They're patient. They're obedient. Extremely loyal. Eager and willing to please their owner. You know what I'm saying? But lads, with much large breed dogs, you got to be sure to socialize them at a very young age with people and other animals. It is a highly intelligent, you know, it's very intelligent, one of the smartest dogs, and it's easy to train. However, training should begin at an early age while the dog is still manageable in size. It's hard to train a big dog when a dog is big, large dogs when they get older because they get a little more stubborn. Then when they get bigger, then you got to force yourself to, you know, to really take control and take charge of them. And sometimes that's hard. It's harder. You know what I'm saying? And then some people end up giving up on the dog, and then that's why we have dogs in the shelter. But as a St. Bernard dog, you have to take control of the dog in the beginning of his life. You have to teach the dog not to jump on humans, starting at puppyhood. Bear in mind that, you know, an unruly dog of this size presents a problem for even a strong adult. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be exercised in public areas on a leash. You know, And you should, and so take control from of this dog right from the start. The first thing you, when you start getting this dog, you should start teaching the dog to heal. You know what I'm saying? That's by, be by your side, walk by your side, sit when you tell it to sit. You know what I'm saying? You, that's the first thing you should start teaching this dog. The St. Bernard is a good watchdog. Even its size is a deterrent. Like, if people see a big St. Bernard and throw a big bar, the size alone is going to deter most strangers and most people who are going to be like, I'm not, you know, burglars is not going to go on your ground to see the dog of the size. And I'm about ready to tell you the size of the St. Bernard in a few minutes, and you're going to understand why a person wouldn't even want to think about coming in your house and messing with you when you have a St. Bernard. Another thing is they do drool after they drink and eat. You know what I'm saying? They do drool. So be assured, if you don't like drooling dogs, I don't know if you want a St. Bernard. You know, because some people say, I don't want a dog that drools. A St. Bernard is a drooler, especially after they eat and drink. You know what I'm saying? Be sure to remain the dog's pack leader. When you get a St. Bernard, a dog want nothing more or less to know than what is expected of them. You know what I'm saying? And a St. Bernard is no exception at that. You have to make sure you make people understand. When you get a St. Bernard or you get a big, large dog, Great Dane, any of these dogs, you have to be the pack leader. It's important because these dogs are so big. You know what I'm saying? And if they become the pack leader, they'll run all over you in your house. They'll tear things up. They'll destroy things up, destroy your yard, destroy your couch, destroy your furniture. And you'll just have a big, bad dog. And then that will lead to a dog in a dog rescue or kill shelter or anything. And we want to prevent that. We want you to get your pet and live a lifetime with your pet. So that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And a dog of that size and magnitude to be unruly could become dangerous and show poor ownership skills. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. When you have a big dog, you stand out more if your dog is not really trained, being obedient and stuff like that. Like right now in the studio, we have a 10-month-old Akita that's laying right here and on the floor right now while I'm doing the show. Just relaxing while we're doing the show. You know, Princess Yo-Yo. She's a big dog too, and like I said, we took it from the beginning. You know, that's why you seen the kids. You heard a little bit of the kids was trying to come in here and make her play, because the kids like playing with her. But she's been socialized, and if I thought about myself a couple of times getting a Saint Bernard, but you know, it's kind of big to be in the city. She is big to be in the city, but a Saint Bernard is truly big to be in the city. Saint Bernards have a highly developed sense of smell, and also seem to have sixth sense. And about impending dangers from storm and avalanches. That one thing about this dog, if you live in the country, this dog is good to let you know about the weather. The dog will bark, will make some type of noise. And a lot of owners, after a little time owning a St. Bernard, have said that they learned how to tell when especially people that's on farms, they learned how to tell with certain things with the harvest and certain things with weather and certain things like that, because the dog will do certain things. So the dog is definitely excellent when it's like a weatherman. It's a big, giant, bear, gentle giant that can also tell you the weather. Now, we're speaking about the height and the size of the St. Bernard. The St. Bernard in height, they can go anywhere. And the thing about it, one thing about the St. Bernard, it is one of the dogs that I'm going to tell you about that. Sometimes when I tell you about dogs, when we talk about some breeds of dogs, some breeds, the female will be smaller than the male, but not the St. Bernard thing. You know, they and both breeds can either go from anywhere from 25, from height-wise, this is the height. They could go from 25.5 to 27.5 inches, which is 61 to 70 centimeters. That's tall. And the weight averages about from 110 to 200 pounds. So that goes from 50 to 91 kilograms. And that's how big these dogs can get. So you have to be a big dog lover when you're thinking about getting yourself a St. Bernard. You must be. It's important to be. Another thing is the health problems. I always tell you about dogs' health problems, that, you know, the known health problems, because, you know, I want you to know, because before you get a dog, you should know everything about a breed, and that's why I take time every show to tell you about the breed. So if you're thinking about buying a dog, you know what type of dog you want to get. health problems, prone to the wobbler syndrome. You know what I'm saying? The wobbler syndrome is like, I guess you could say, is when dogs be big and stuff like that, and they wobble a little bit, and it's, you know, come down to a lot of syndrome is like a lot of big dogs and giant dogs are prone to get that. Also, heart problems. So you definitely need to get the heartworms, and if you buy one, you definitely need to get checked out for heart diseases and heartworms and all stuff like that. It also has skin problems. Skin problems, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you see certain dogs where they turn red or their part of their hair is moving and stuff like that, like it's turning like rashy pinkish and stuff like that. This dog is known, you know, prone to get some skin problems. As all dogs, it might get hip. As all large breed dogs, excuse me, it might get hip dysplasia. You know what I'm saying? They also prone to tumors, obstructions and stuff like that, and folding outward eyelid rims. You know what I mean? Obstruction, a folding outward eyelid rim. You know, it's like when the eyelid fold outwards. So that means your dog sometimes could catch cataracts, you know, or different diseases from the eye, you know what I'm saying? And it's usually on the lower eyelid. Twisted stomachs should be watched for, as these dogs are prone to bloat. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's best to feed them two or three small meals a day instead of one big large meal. And like, that's what I be telling people a lot, man. You can't feed your dog one giant big bowl large meal. You want your dog to try to eat a little bit and a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. You don't want them, because people be thinking, oh, she ate. No, bloat is the worst thing in a dog. It twists their stomach up. And big dogs, because they eat so fast and they love to gobble and, you know, they're aggressive, a lot of times they're prone to get bloat. So, you know what I'm saying? So when you got a big dog like Saint Bernard, Akita, Great Dane, you know, you feed them small portions 2-3 times a day, and you make sure you exercise them so you can definitely keep that down. A Saint Bernard will do okay in the apartment, but if it's sufficiently exercised. These dogs are relatively inactive indoors, and in a small yard, it is sufficient. A small yard is real sufficient for them. You know what I'm saying? It's sufficient for them just to do what they do. They can live outdoors, but, you know, they're the type of dogs, just like Akitas, that rather be with their family. And that's strange, because a lot of bigger dogs and big, giant dogs like that, they're the type of lay-on-the-rug dogs, the type of dogs that lay right in front of the TV while the family's watching their favorite show in the living room, and the dog is right there. You ever seen that picture or that scene? Well, that's this dog. This dog definitely loves to be with his family, definitely loves to be part of the household and part of the pack. You know what I'm saying? One thing also, man, they have low tolerance for hot weather, warm rooms, cars, and can wheeze and snore. Now, they have a problem with wheezing, you know, like they be around a lot of heat, you might hear them wheezing, you know what I'm saying? You got to pay a little attention to that, make sure, but it's normal, though. It's also normal, and they snore. These dogs be like, you know, you might have them sleeping in your room, and then 20 minutes later, you hear them, yeah, this dog will snore, you know what I'm saying? Now, as for exercising, a long walk each day to keep the same, but not good mental and physical and good mental and physical condition. Puppies should not do too much exercise at one time until their bones are well formed and strong. Short walks and brief breaks are best for puppies. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people say until they're about 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, sometimes with some dogs, you know what I'm saying, like a puppy is supposed to sleep. You really want your puppy to sleep, and that's how his bone grow. You want to walk your puppy, make him tired, feed your puppy, walk him, make him tired, and you want the puppy to sleep for most of the day. Out of 24 hours of the day, you want to have your puppy sleep anywhere from 14 to 16 hours of the day. And the other days, you just try to have them running around playing. And that's good, because that makes your puppy grow, that makes the bones grow and stuff like that. So, most of the time, you're trying to have a puppy sleeping because you don't want to exercise them and overwork them, and you want them to grow. The life expectancy of a Saint Bernard is about 8 to 10 years, I would say. You know what I'm saying? And I've been doing it for 14 years, 8 to 10 years, you know what I'm saying? And